Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Emily Scarlett. While it's still not clear if the state's economy will dramatically turn around due to the big tax cut for businesses, along with the other changes instituted by Governor Rick Snyder and state Republicans, one organization is anticipating that the governor's initiatives will be a big economic boost. The Michigan Bankers Association selecting the governor to receive the 2011 Economic Impact Award. To find out why, I'm joined by Dennis Coons. He's the president and CEO of the MBA. Welcome to the program, Dennis.
Mike, thank you very much.
Now, you know, the last 10 years have clearly been tough for Michigan. I wonder who have the previous recipients of this award been during the downturn?
Well, Mike, we recognize a variety of officials from both parties, both at the federal level and state level, depending on the circumstances. In all cases, these are driven by people who have advocated policies conducive to job creation and moving our state's economy forward.
Is there anyone in particular that in the last 10 years or so that comes to mind as being a previous recipient?
Well, as a matter of fact, the most immediate previous recipient was Democratic Speaker of the House, Andy Dillon.
Okay.
Now our state treasurer.
I see. Now, what specifically led to Governor Snyder receiving this year's award?
Mike, we believe that this governor has hit the ground running in his new office with a very straightforward approach to encouraging investment. Investment means jobs, setting clear policies for responsible fiscal management in the public sector, if you will, getting our fiscal house in order. And this is particularly important, attacking issues and policies forthrightly without assessing blame in any direction or toward anyone, past, present, or future. And we think this kind of optimistic outlook is exactly what Michigan needs.
You know, some say that we still have to see what the real impact of the governor's policies will be on the state. It might even take several years. Do you agree that the real impact has yet to be shown?
I think there are two levels of impact. Some were felt almost immediately, and we are seeing a rebound in this state. I do agree that the long term will hold a greater opportunity for impact. But clearly, we have our fiscal affairs in order in Michigan in a way that we haven't seen in years. We were rolling deficit into deficit into deficit and not even taking real account of the strains on our municipalities across the state, and now we're putting those right on the table, dealing with them forthrightly, and making some pretty tough decisions.
You know, the governor certainly has gotten some criticism. I wonder, as bankers, does the organization view things like taxing pensions and the cuts to education that the governor's opponents say funded the big tax cut for businesses, does the organization view those as problematic things?
Mike, the easiest thing in the world in the public sector or in a household is to spend money. It's tougher to raise it, and it's tougher still to say no. Responsible decisions need to be made. And this governor has stepped up and made those decisions. We certainly applaud policies for striking balance. We had policies in this state. We have policies, frankly, on a federal level that are just not sustainable. You can't just keep using the credit card. The nation paid an awful price for getting overextended in terms of debt and credit, and we're still suffering very real impacts from that. Many, many people are losing their homes and losing their jobs. So while individuals, including our own organization, may not agree with every decision and every policy, in total, the direction is one of being responsible, fiscally prudent, and driving the state forward.
I'm talking to Dennis Coons. He's the president and CEO of the Michigan Bankers Association. Now, the MSU's State of the State survey, which just came out, showed that the percentage of Republicans who gave either an excellent or good grade to the governor was cut in half recently, from the mid-60s to the low 30s, and we're talking about his base here. Why do you think that is happening?
I think whenever public officials, Mike, make tough decisions, at least in the short term, they lose popularity. Tough choices mean that people will disagree. I think if you look back at previous administrations who came into office facing very challenging situations and made very tough choices, suffered some short-term hits in public opinion, but by the end of the term or the several terms that those people served, were held in very high regard for making those tough choices. We believe that's the case here. And let me just say that this is about the people of Michigan. We need jobs. We need investment. We need to get the economy going again. And the choices that are being made will help do that.
I want to talk about the banks in Michigan. Banks have been criticized for not making financing available to business, not only here in Michigan, but nationwide, especially to small businesses. Has that been changing, or is the credit climate still pretty tight?
Well, Mike, first of all, banks can only be as successful as their community. If our customers and our communities are hurting, if they're hurting for jobs, that is reflected in the success or failure of the banking industry, just like any business. And it's absolutely true that credit standards got way too loose. And so if you compared credit standards today to just a couple of years ago when the credit card was being used too liberally, and I mean that figuratively at the national level and right on down to the consumer, then by that comparison, yes, credit standards are more prudent than they were at that time. However, we have seen an increase this year in loan demand, particularly from small businesses. It has been very weak, but it's starting to turn. We are also seeing improvement in loan performance as the number of delinquencies and people in trouble with those debts, particularly small businesses, are improving. I would say overall, the banking industry in Michigan is strong. It's liquid. There's money available to lend, and would encourage your listeners to call their local bank.
Now, what percentage of Michigan banks are kind of small community banks as compared to these much larger corporate ones?
Overwhelming majority. It just depends on where you want to draw the line. But the overwhelming majority, well over 90%.
And have they been hit harder by the economic downturn in our state than these national brands?
We've all been hit hard, and sadly, we did lose a few banks to closure in Michigan. I will say overall, the industry fared very, very well, given the unprecedented 9 straight years of job loss in Michigan. Our banking industry held up much better than in many states.
From the perspective of the Michigan Bankers Association, is the worst definitively behind us at this point?
We absolutely believe so. We're optimistic that 2011 will see the first gain in employment for Michigan in a decade. After 9 straight years of losing jobs, the only state in the country, as you know, to lose population in the last decennial census, our income levels down, we think 2011 is going to show positive trends on all of those categories.
One last thing. I'm part of a credit union myself. I've been a part of the credit union for many years, very happy with the service and general experience there. How would you compare credit unions to commercial banks, and are they generally more appropriate for individuals with a moderate amount of assets?
Credit unions can do many things that a bank can. The biggest difference is they are tax-exempt organizations, so they are subsidized by the taxpayer.
And would you say they're generally more customer-friendly to just individuals and those that are not,
I wouldn't. No, absolutely not. I think if your customers do business with a local bank, they absolutely have good relationships there. In fact, the data we've seen shows that customers of banks generally are very pleased with the service that they've received.
Have credit unions, the way they're structured, are they able to persevere more through economic downturns than commercial banks, or not necessarily so?
Oh, I think quite the opposite. I think the data show that they've struggled at least as much as the banking industry. They've been assisted by taxpayers and borrowed from the Treasury. Let's face it, when, again, customers are hurting and borrowers can't repay their loan, credit unions are not exempt from that pressure either.
And from what you're saying, it sounds like we're seeing less and less of that. Dennis Kuhns, president and CEO of the Michigan Bankers Association, which this year awarded Governor Rick Snyder the Economic Impact Award. Dennis, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Mike, and best wishes to you and all your listeners.
Absolutely. We'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.